Welcome back, everyone, to Roleplay Swan Song, headed into our number two here. Adam, tell us how Weave dies.
A second. Oh, well, I hate when you do that. It's not fair.
Well, we're at the top of the order, so Prosper, it is your turn, and I need you to tell me what you're doing, because it looks like some robots are walking towards you.
Matt, are they slow?
They're moving forward cautiously. They're not, like, running at top speed or anything, but, yeah. They're moving in your direction, but not necessarily straight at you.
Like, is it obvious that they have definitely seen us?
Yes. They definitely have detected your presence in some fashion.
Right.
Maybe just a sound or whatever.
Okay, like, I look to Sicarian, and I'm like, huh! And I go stealthing across the room,
what
like, trying to stealth. I go,
Jesus.
Yeah. That's very,
He needs an inspirational blowjob. Go, now.
Very efficient.
Quickly.
Military hand signals. I wanted to indicate to Sicarian that he should stay here or, like, you know, we should split up, basically, and I'm going to try stealthing forwards and he can try doing whatever he wants. But I want to see if I can avoid, like, you know, maybe they are heading to investigate our last known location, and if I can change my location, then I'll be safe. So I'd like to try and stealth and move.
Okay.
Go ahead. If that is acceptable.
Yeah, that's fine.
Damn, dude.
Okay.
All right, so Prosper, you're currently at an 8. All right, so you change the route you were taking before and try to, like, make it so they can't find you?
Yep.
Okay. All right, Mr. Sicarian, what are you going to do while... Because you guys go at the exact same time, so what are you doing while this is happening?
If there's, like, a wrench or something near me, is there anything I can find?
Yeah, there's some random piece of equipment. Sure, there's, like, a toolbox by you.
I will take one.
Yeah.
Do I know the approximate location of everybody else? Do I see them?
Make a perception test.
Is that a D20 or the
2D6? 2D6.
And I have to see if I have perception or something like that?
Yeah, it should be a skill.
Is it?
Do we have a skill?
No. Oh, it is. Yeah, I have a 0 and it's just a flat 2d6.
Okay.
8.
Okay, yeah. You can see Higgs and Miss Mesa trying to be stealthy and failing at it over by the fighters.
Miss Mesa's doing fine. I'm just Higgs.
Then I'm going to
that's true.
Spend as much of my turn as you'll allow me to toss the wrench away from everyone further back behind us, I guess.
Like towards the door?
Sure. And then I'm going to use the rest of that to move forward.
Sure. Yeah, it'd be one action to throw it and then one to move towards the swan song. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Do I need to make an attack roll or something?
No, you don't have to make any roll. Like, you just throw it. I heard that, Steven, and you die. You die instantly.
Yep.
Jeff, like, you don't have to run, you don't have to spend any action or whatever. You're, like, throwing it as the action, but you aren't moving stealthily if you do that. So if you throw it and then hide where you are, that's fine.
I'll do that.
Yeah,
I
okay.
Draw attention to me.
Okay, so make another stealth roll. So you don't move any closer to the ship.
I get any bonuses for not moving?
No, but I'll
that
make
doesn't
an
make sense to you?
I'll make an intelligence roll for the thing to see if it gets fooled. I'll give you a bonus.
Just 2d6, I guess, right?
Yeah.
A 4.
Okay, all right. Okay. Higgs, what are you going to do? You hear, like, a loud, like, clattering sound, and it echoes from the other end of the hangar.
Where are we at? Like, are we, like, here-ish? Sorry, I'll show the map to the stream.
Yeah, you're working your way up there. By the end of this turn, you'll be near to one of the fighters.
And is this thing walking towards us if I take a quick glance?
You can hear it coming, but unless you, like, poke your head out and look, you can't see exactly where it is.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to continue the course then. Try to be stealthy.
Okay. So make another stealth check for this round, and I'll move you up one more.
Not bad, I guess. 7.
7? Okay. Awesome. So Higgs, you've got a current 7. Sicarian, your stealth roll is 4 right now. Okay.
Plus your bonus.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it'll be a penalty on their roll because they're going to be confused. These guys aren't operating at full power. Okay. Miss Mesa will just follow Higgs. And then You guys hear, over both the comms and the external speakers on the swan song, you hear like a crackling sound as it comes on, and then some mumbling, and then you hear Wu shout, "Woo, motherfuckers!" And then the weapon system on the swan song, the like laser, powers up and just takes a random shot in a random direction and hits a wall and like blows out a panel. And then he's like, "Whoa, okay, let me try that again. 1 second." And then you can hear him like mumbling and pressing buttons.
I go over the comms and I'm just like, "You're my boy, Wu. You're my boy."
I go over the comms and, "What the fuck are you doing?"
He's like, "I found where the gun controls are. Just trying to use them. Give me a second. Next shot will be better."
You're putting us all in danger. Unless you're going to hit one of those fucking drones, don't hit anything at all.
I'd like to retcon my action with the wrench.
He's like, no, it's okay. I think, 1 second. And then he like goes off the comms. So the robots don't really seem to care or notice about the like laser fire. They're just going to continue moving towards their targets. So I'm going to roll the one that's coming towards security, and I'm going to roll that one separately. So give him a penalty for your wrench plan. but you did only get a 4, so.
Oh, okay. Wrench plan failed.
So it follows the general direction of the wrench, comes around your cover. It's still about 20 meters from you. You can see it over there. It sees it scan the wrench, and then swivel its body around, and then it sees you, and the amber light turns red. So one of them knows where you are and is on its way towards you. And then the one looking for Higgs doesn't find him. And the one looking for Prosper.
There is Higgs.
No dice. Yeah. So it's just like it finds where you were and like scans the floor and then like continues looking for you, and you keep having to like duck behind stuff. And they're kind of dumb, but they're trying to hunt you down. Piani, what do you want to do?
So I want to move at a normal pace towards, you know, on a path towards the swan song, above the swan song.
Okay, so you don't want to go to the crane, you want to go to the swan song?
Oh, is the like there's only one single crane control?
Yeah. Well, the crane is, if you think about it this way, like it's on, the thing is on rails.
And right.
Climb up off the catwalk onto the rail, and then
the
it's
controls
a little
are right there.
Yeah, it's a basket with a crane hanging down, and you just move around.
Yeah,
will it
take me a whole turn to get to the crane?
It'll take you 2 to get to the crane.
Okay, I want to start moving towards this crane then.
Okay, so you're gonna use your move to get to the crane. Right. Yes. So one of your 2 turns. Okay. Prosper.
I'm going to continue towards the swan song.
Okay. Are you gonna
actually
do those?
Could I take a shot at this creature that's targeting a Sicarian and then move towards the swan song?
Yes.
But I couldn't.
But you won't do that stuff. Well, yeah. You can't fire and move stealthily. It's true.
What kind of weapons do you have with you, Sicarian?
We both have the same gun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we both got a laser rifle.
It's a rifle. Neither of which have been fired yet.
Sicarian's got this. I've got bigger things to worry about. To the swan song.
Okay. And you're just going to run for it?
No. I'm going to stealth.
Okay.
Can you sneak it? Nice. Me with those 8s.
Nice, consistent stealth trick.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Mr. Sicarian. You got a drone robot thing staring you down.
Since we've entered into the mind of Adam Coble, when I look at this thing, before I make the mistake of being like, "All right, I tried out run it," and it's like, "Okay, hilariously, it runs at Jaguar speed." So does it look like it, like the locomotion of this? Is it really? Can I look? Do I? I'm sizing it up. Do I think I can outrun it?
Make a perception.
You dirty slut, Adam.
Make a perception. He's a fucking trained warrior staring at a giant robot. Does it have little boots on it that looks like it can run really fast? Or
you can have a +1 on your roll.
Okay. That's the best my whining can do. All right.
Well, it makes sense, right? You've seen these things before. And I'll give you more information than what I've given somebody else on the same results, because you have seen them in action.
Well, I got 12. I actually designed this thing.
Yeah, just give right, exactly. They copied your mind and put it into the robots. They call them the Sicarian Killer Robots.
That's right.
No, so yeah, they have six legs, like segmented legs, and at the end of each leg there's like a roller that's usually locked and acts as like a soft like pad for walking around on. But if they need to go fast, they unlock the rollers and they can move on them, so they, their legs roll. They're pretty fast. I would say like they're not built for like chasing people down necessarily. So like that's what the drones in them are for. It'd be a pretty even match between you running at top speed and them trying to catch you.
What about, since they are built for lifting and stuff like that, but again, I designed these things, how fast is like the swing of their arm? Do I think I can get close to it and then just kind of manipulate, like dodge out of the way?
No, they've got pretty powerful servos, which usually means pretty fast swings if they're trying to punch something.
Okay. Then, using that 20 meters, I suppose, now having been fully spotted, mm-hmm. I will make the tactical choice to draw all their attention and run towards the ship, but not towards anybody else.
Okay. All right, so you just want to move two of your movements towards the ship and
yep.
give up stealth? Okay, cool.
And not towards the robot, obviously. I'm not giving it a free attack. But
sure, of course. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't look like it doesn't look like it's going to try to punch you to death or anything, but it's like coming towards you, trying to like figure out
what your deal is. I assume it's trying to punch me to death.
Okay. All right, so you you make a run for it.
I open up a comm to everyone and say, just once I get their attention, just get on the ship. I'll be there in a second.
Okay. Higgs, what do you want to do?
Do we make it to the corner right here?
Yes. Yeah, you're in that vicinity.
If I like put my back up against the wall and look out this way, do I see that guy? Like, what is this one doing? Do I see it?
Yeah, I mean, don't take their location too literally because they're moving around and there's a lot of other junk going on. But yeah, if you lean out, you can see Sicarian making a run for it, kind of doing like an evasive maneuver, and it's rolling towards him and away from you.
Okay. I want to go up on this corner then. Go on comms and tell Wu to the best that I can and aid him and to where, like, basically spot for his laser shot.
Nice. Okay. Cool.
And then just kind of like sit there, huddled down, and just wait for the shot to go off.
Okay, make a tactics roll.
All right. I think that's still... Everything that I have a 1 in, I get a negative 1 to because of my fucking stat. So I think it's just a flat 2d6. Yeah.
Okay.
7.
Man, okay, all right, so you give a bonus. Do a bonus to Wu, and he takes his shot. Okay. So Miss Mesa is huddled beside you. And now Wu will take a shot. So he's going to shoot at the one chasing Mr. Sicarian. Okay, so I'll give him a plus 1 for you. Nice. All right, so he's going to hit it. And how much damage does the laser do?
70.
Well, it should do a lot. It's made for other ships and shit, right?
Yeah, it's a ship-grade weapon. Okay, I'm just going to make a physical save for it, and if it doesn't get it, it blows up. And if it does, it'll just take a bunch of damage. So I need this thing...
It's 1d4, but I guess that's ship damage.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to give it a d20 roll. It needs an 8 or better to get the save. It does, so it just takes damage. Okay, well, there's no explicit rules about using Starship Combat weapons on non-Starship-grade enemies, but it's definitely not going to take a D4.
Didn't for the sandblaster, we just kind of say, you're dead?
This thing has, like pretty heavy armor, and it's like a vehicle, basically.
Yeah,
and I wanted to get a chance. Yeah, and that's what that roll was for. Like, if I had failed, he just would have hit it somewhere better. Mm-hmm. But it hits the hull. It's a crab shell. I'll take a look at other weapons and pick something intense.
30d4.
That would be a lot. Okay, well, the biggest, like, the distortion cannon is the biggest man-portable weapon, and it's 2d12, so let's just go with that.
I shall buy that.
It's a good call. It's a tech level 5 weapon, but this is not. This is a big laser, so... Boom! It's all one shot, just like right through. Damn. Hits it right in the optics. The shot goes into the inside of the thing, and it just blows up from the inside. So Sicarian, the one chasing you, just on fire, like burning on the ground.
When that goes off, as the explosion's occurring behind me, I turn to Miss Mason. I'm just like, the best.
She looks at, she squints and looks at you. She's like, that one didn't count. Lucky shot.
I go on
top. The top button in her jacket pops off.
When she says that, I'm just like, Wu's not even part of the crew, ma'am. He's just our ship guy. We don't even like him.
Our ship guy. Okay, so Wu, our ship guy. So you say that, and Wu can hear you over the comms, and he's like, fuck you, Higgs. I don't like you. Next shot's yours. Where are you hiding? All right, so the robots, the other robots are going to continue searching for Prosper and Higgs.
Prosper is hidden.
All right, so this is Prosper. Is you? Yep. Okay, I found you, Prosper. And Higgs, same thing. Okay, so both of you are now on the radar of the robots. Higgs, yours is like two rounds away. Prosper, the one near you, will be able to get to you. Like, it turns and like rushes towards you. It'll be on you on your next turn.
Okay.
Piani, what are you going to do? You want to run for the crane?
I take a moment to think about whether or not I'm going to laugh at Higgs, realizing the robot has discovered him. You know, he could have taken the catwalk, but I'm going to go ahead and take the turn to get to the crane.
Okay. All right. So at the end of this turn, you are up in the like crane's controls, ready to go. And you're like flipping the switches and like the keys are in the ignition, man.
Okay.
All right. So Prosper and Mr. Sicarian, what do you want to do?
I keep running.
Okay.
Run, you fool.
Yeah, I run.
Yeah, you can run for it? Okay.
No, I didn't mean you, by the way.
I use the force and run. Run okay. To Dagobah.
And, yeah. All right, so you two are about halfway to the ship now. And got a nice open deck, but Prosper, you have a bot bearing down on you. Higgs, what do you want to do?
This is the one that blew up, right?
Yeah, the one that was chasing Mr. Sicarian. You can't see where yours is.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask. And the ship is what, like two rounds away from me?
You? No, like eight.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Yeah, you're pretty far from it still.
I guess
seven, because you did move last turn. So yes.
Can I comms Piani, but also make an action depending on how the conversation goes?
Yeah, you can exchange as much words as you would be able to in 6 seconds.
Okay. Okay. I just go, hey Piani, where are you at?
I'm here. No, I just fucking no, that's not fair. I'm in the fucking catwalk.
Okay. I look up when she says that. Do I see?
Yeah, she's in the little box.
And with this thing, do I understand it's do I understand the contrap? Is it like a giant magnet? Is it like a fucking crane?
Yeah, it's like a crane game thing. Like, it's a big, like, hand that picks boxes up and, like, carries them and puts them down on other things.
Okay. Then I turn to Miss Mesa and say, it's time. And then I just stand up and just walk to the ship.
Okay, you're just going to start walking. She's like, where are you going? What are you doing? This is insane.
I'm just walking to the ship.
All right, so she's going to follow you. Okay, so you end the turn 5 turns away from the ship.
And, well, if I can make, like, a delayed action, the first second that I see one, like, one of the things coming towards me, I'm just going to, like, comms Wu and tell him the location.
No, you can't hold your action this time.
Okay.
Yeah, you had to spend your whole turn, like, being like, left, right, okay, fire. Gotcha. But no, this time, yeah, you didn't do that. So let's see how Wu does with his lack of help. Nice. Okay, so he's going to hit one, though it's a glancing hit, so I'm not rolling. I'm just going to roll damage. Let's see if he just blows up another one. All right, so he badly damages the one that was looking for Prosper. He can't see the one that was looking for you. It's gone around the back of the ships. But Prosper, yeah, there's like a bolt from heaven, and the Wu lasers another one of the crab robots. And you can hear him shrieking about gloriously to himself, but what a great shot he is.
So I'm Woo!
Yeah, well done, Woo.
Yeah.
Higgs is choosing better shooters, I see.
He's like, this is the most fun I've ever had on a spaceship. Inside another spaceship. So, Prosper, I'm going to make a roll to see if it gets within melee range of you this turn. Let's say if I can get a 10 or better. Nope. Okay. So it's just barely outside of range. Like, it's like a meter or so away, and it's like claws are like spinning, and it's like reaching out to grab you.
Yeah. How, like, am I within reach of the ship?
No, you are still a few turns away from the ship.
If I just like stop, turn around, and like fire into its face.
Well, we'll talk about that when it's your turn.
Oh shit.
It's Piani.
No.
Yeah. So then, Woo goes, then the robots go, then Piani, then Prosper.
Yep. You're right again, Adam. You're making a habit of this being correct all the time.
What can you give me sort of the rules of the crane here in terms of, like, you know, how?
So you get into the into the crane, and for a moment you flash back to like one of the many like rip-off joint arcades back on Majid.
Hell yeah.
You know, the long boardwalk of like, you know, like bad rip-off Carny games, but there's that one old, dusty old game in the back, you know, full of expensive electronics that you could just have.
Actually, the games that Piani had to play had like moldy bread inside.
For the day.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, dusty old Palm Pilots and like pork buns. But
yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. So you like, you flash back to that and you're like, I could do this. And get your hands on the controls.
Okay, so like, how much can I move the crane within my turn?
Well, it depends on how well you roll on a vehicle roll, or if you have a more appropriate skill, you could use that. But let's take a look at the skills list and see what operating a crane would be. You get a bonus if you yell, "Get away from her, you bitch!" before you do it.
Get away from her, you bitch!
Vehicle land, I guess, or like it's a general like laborer like skill, but I don't think there is one of those in this.
I would argue that if I have flashbacks to the Carny games, that, you know, that's what really inspired me to, you know, get involved in the field of computers.
Do you have gambling? I would let you stand that in.
I don't have gambling. All right. Either.
So it'll just be a dexterity test.
Okay, well.
But tell me what you want to do first, then we'll make the test. What's
okay.
Your plan?
So let's see. So this robot is almost dead.
That one's blown up. Yeah.
This one was dead.
This was the one that got nuked.
Okay.
This is the one that's chasing Prosper down here.
Okay. And that's the one that's still alive. So, I mean, just hypothetically, can I move the crane all the way over to it, or would I be able to move it to...
You can see the one moving up on Higgs from where you are. That's the closest one.
This one right here.
The one that was down... No, the other one. The one that was down at the bottom of the fighters.
I see. Yeah, I want to try to pick that robot up.
Okay, so this round will be getting there. The next round you can make a targeting test and try and grab.
Okay.
Okay, so make the roll to see if you can get there. Actually, fuck it. You don't have to roll to get there. You kind of like jerk the crane around a little bit, then you figure it out
at
that
shit.
Direction. Yeah. And then, so you end up more or less over it. You can do the minute stuff on your next turn. Prosper, what do you want to do?
I want to... So if I stop and shoot this thing in the face, is it just going to like run into me?
On its turn, it'll be, it'll get on you.
But it's quite damaged from the damage it took from the laser.
Yes, yeah, one of its limbs is, like, dragging on the deck and, like, scraping, and one of its arms is not, like, functioning quite properly, but...
Does it look like it's moving as quickly as it was? Like, it would probably catch me if I ran?
It will eventually catch you if you run, yes.
Okay. All right, yep, yeah, nope, I shoulder my rifle, turn around, semi-auto it in the face.
Okay, fire burst.
Pull yep. On. So it's burst with +2 to hit and damage. All right, so I'm rolling my two-hit roll. So my attack bonus is, let me look all this stuff up, 1. And then my skill is +1. Or is that the ability? Skill is 0. Dex is 1.
Yep.
Weapon bonus is +2 for the... Fully or semi-auto?
No, that's burst is different. It's +1 for the fact that it's a laser.
Oh, nice. Cool.
And then the semi-auto
first fire.
Is...
Yep.
First
+2. Yep. Enemy AC?
Nothing.
0? Jesus.
Oh, yes. Ripped it anyway.
Nailed it to the face. Okay.
Everybody make laser noises. Okay, all right.
Those are like it would go pew pew pew. That's what it would be like. It's a laser.
Never seen that video?
Yeah, no. My laser goes. Gra-ta-ta.
It's really more of like a high pitched hum and then nothing, right? Just you're turning on a flashlight. Mm.
But you want me to roll my 1d10?
Yeah, roll the d10 for damage. You kill it.
Oh, it's plus 2, so it's 9.
You kill it extra.
Oh,
yeah. Snap. So all 3 shots hit it, and you hit it in an exposed area where the ship laser broke its shell, and you hit something important inside, and it just erupts in a cloud of black smoke.
Sweet. I book it.
Falls to the deck.
Okay. At this point, I turn around and I start like moonwalking to the ship so that she can see us. I'm doing the finger gun towards her. Or maybe I'm doing that towards the thing.
I love that Higgs is taking credit for everyone else being awesome. Like, we're the best. You didn't do anything. We're still the best.
Exactly. I just go on comms over, like, and I'm like, Ms. Meza, we really are the best. So I'm running to the ship.
Okay, so Sicarian, what do you want to do? You want to just book it?
Keep running.
Okay. All right, so you are the closest. One and a bit more turns will get you there.
Okay.
So... Wu is going to take another shot. Honestly, at this point, he's the danger, not the robots, because he's firing a laser in a room full of ship-grade ordnance. But wait, whatever, that's fine.
Whatever.
Well, he missed. So everybody make a luck roll.
Everybody. Even me?
No, not you.
Yes. Everyone hold your breath.
Yes, it's never felt better to be on a catwalk.
Sicarian and I are getting wrecked.
Oh, God.
Oh my god, so is Wilbur.
Okay, so everybody failed?
The laser just splits in 3.
Well, who failed by the most?
Me and Sicarian. Well, Sicarian,
well, you just have the lowest roll.
Mine's 13.
Mine's 14.
That'd be Mr. Higgins.
Yeah, okay, Higgs. So, true to his promise, as you're walking backwards shooting, Higgs tries to fire at the crab robot that's coming for you, but misses and hits a rack of missiles that's sitting near you, which immediately erupt in fire and debris. Can you make a physical save for me?
Yep. That's a pass.
So he moonwalks through the fire.
You're still going to take some damage. Okay, so Higgs, you take 6 damage.
Okay, I'm at -6.
Okay, all right.
Wait, what, you were at 0?
I was at 6 HP.
So you only took 6 damage because
you take half that.
Oh, yeah, you take so half that. Okay, so yeah. I'm at 0.
Miss Mesa goes down too. So I think you, Piani, you have the clearest view of this, where you see the two of them, like there's a shockwave and there's smoke and fire and you're blinded for a second. And then when you look again, like when your vision clears, you can see Higgs and Miss Mesa both lying like face down on the deck. Oh, and the
battle,
like,
Higgs on the deck down.
The crab robot is like moving towards them now, and they're just lying there. So
is it the one that was this one?
Yes, it's the one that you're currently over. It turns and starts to move towards them. You can follow it, but...
Okay.
It is the robot's turn, so it's going to move towards Higgs. Basically, it ends its turn right in front of the two of them, and it looks like it's going to try and pick them up. But it's your turn, Piani.
Well...
You're right above the robot.
I'm going to try to grab this fucking robot.
Okay. All right, so make a dexterity check. If you can get a 7 or better, you can at least get the claw on the robot.
All right.
Get that 12. Oh, shit.
Do you have a reroll?
Nope.
Not as a psychic.
So you come, yeah, the thing comes down and it kind of like lands on it sideways and like slides off and hits the deck. And it doesn't, yeah, you can't grab it. And you have to retract.
Just like the fucking game. Piece of shit. Fucking rigged.
All right. Prosper and Sicarian.
Do I hear this? Do I? See, I mean, would I hear the?
Yeah, you see the crane drop down and bounce off the side of its shell.
I meant the lady.
I was answering Jeff, but
yeah. Do I see that?
I mean, you see. Yes, you all see everything. They're lying on the ground. And then there's a big hole in the deck from the explosion.
Okay, as I see that, then I calmed everyone. I say, one of the crabs is approaching a downed Higgins. I need everyone to distract it while I get my gear, and then I run into the ship to get my gear.
Nice.
Okay, so one, two. Yeah, you end this turn coming up the ramp onto the ship.
Oh, I thought you said it was 1.5. I thought you,
like, yeah, that's fine. It's okay. I'll give it to you now. You hit 10. Or you're on. You're like in the ship, basically. And like,
yeah, I'm arguing that I'm closer to putting on my gear and grabbing my
can. Yeah, I understand. That's fine, and that does make sense. So you're on the ship.
Okay.
Prosper, what are you doing?
Prosper is saying, "Steed Tabernacht de Calis," and he like takes aim at the robot and tries firing across the room. Burst fire again.
What's the range on your weapon? Do you know?
I think it says infinity.
300, 500.
Okay, so you're not at close range.
Really? It's more than 300 meters away?
Oh, yeah. Higgs is still 500 meters, or, sorry.
300 meters?
Oh, it's in meters, right.
Yes. Yeah, you're definitely
I was like, this is a big-ass ship.
I mean, the ship is big, but
Higgins is down!
Actually, now I'm curious. Is it meters?
Yeah, it would be. The whole, everything in the name is meters.
Okay. Yeah, Higgins so, is yeah. Down
in another county. Several days travel from here.
I take a knee, I aim down the scope, just triple fire that burst fire. Okay, let's see. Here we go. The two hit roll, so my AB is 1, and my skill is 0, and dex is 1, and my weapon bonus is 1, and burst fire is 2, and shit!
Okay, no, you miss. Or you hit it, but your shot deflects off its shell.
Do I distract it?
No.
I yell at it. Hey! Over here!
All right, maybe next turn you can try to distract it. Higgs, you lose a hit point. You have 9 hit points remaining.
Oh, he's at 0. He's not bleeding.
Yeah, I thought if you got set to 0,
no,
you just...
Once you hit 0, you start bleeding. You just have 10 rounds before you die.
Gotcha.
I will double check for you, because there's, you know...
If you're at 0, you're not bleeding.
Yeah,
0, you're not bleeding. 1, you're conscious. You're actually awake and able to move around.
Well, that's at 1. Characters brought to 0 are either dead or mortally wounded. You lose 1 at 0. You lose 1 hit point around.
Gotcha.
Until
all the way to
somebody
10.
Attacks you. Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. Okay. So you have 9 rounds, Higgs.
It's the Higgins countdown.